Welcome, my friend. I hope you're happy and peaceful. In recent episodes, we've been talking about going on a spiritual adventure and beginning to take our first steps. A big part of self-discovery is finding answers to our questions. So how do we use meditation to gain profound insight? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. We all have big questions that we're looking for answers to. Who am I? Where am I going? Who left the milk out on the counter? If the answers were easy, we wouldn't need help. And sometimes talking it through with other people can help us to gain insight. Other times the advice we get isn't so useful. So how come we don't just know what to do? And lots of things get in the way of finding answers. Being so close to something you lose perspective is common. That's where the phrase, can't see the wood for the trees, comes from. We need to take a step back, ideally step way back, to understand not just what the answer is, but if the question is important and relevant. And equally, we can get so caught up in our anxiety around issue or decision that we feel paralysed. We might avoid dealing with it and distract ourselves with consumption. And finally, the beliefs we're attached to can block our ability to see the truth. So, where do the answers come from? It's critical to remember that insight comes from a calm mind, so daily practice is essential. If you're struggling with something that you need answers to, it might seem tough, but regular meditation is game-changing, if not life-changing. So get into a regular routine, ideally 15 to 20 minutes practice with the Plum Village app each morning. And what you'll find is that the more that you practice, the more easily you can settle into a state of calm awareness. And some days your mind will be busy, and that's okay. But as you become calmer and more present, you'll find that when you're meditating, your unconscious starts to make connections and answers will begin to pop up during your sessions and afterwards. And I find that meditating is when lots of creative ideas and insights arise. And this isn't uncommon. The film director David Lynch talks about catching the big fish, by which he means tapping into an ocean of creativity and insight through mindful awareness that exists within every human being. And you can access that too. And if you find these thoughts starting to arise during meditation, you might want to keep a pen and paper beside you so you can note them down afterwards. And science backs this up too. MRIs of people engaging in creative activities show exactly the same pattern as people remembering. So creativity and insight requires the accessing and linking of memories. And the mind can only do that effectively when it's calm. That's why we get a mental block when we're anxious, for example, when we're speaking in public. And the other critical enabler of finding answers to our questions is the concept of emptiness. In the West, our idea of emptiness is loneliness, lack of fulfillment in our lives. But in mindfulness, emptiness is referring to letting go of our illusions of how the world works, like the idea of a separate self. Instead, we can be filled with the present moment, joy, awareness, experience, and perceptions. And by letting go of our beliefs and accepting the world in front of us, we open ourselves up massively. Suddenly, the interconnections reveal themselves and we begin to gain insight into ourselves, our lives, and the world. I'm going to do a meditation on emptiness now, starting with three bells and the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing your awareness on your posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm, where you feel cold, where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. There might be a sad thought about yesterday. Sitting with each thought for a moment. Allowing it to leave your awareness. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath. That column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I am aware of my beliefs. Breathing out, I smile to my beliefs. Aware of beliefs, smiling. breathing in, I see myself as pure awareness. Breathing out, I release, I let go. Pure awareness, releasing. Breathing in, I see myself as empty space. Breathing out, I feel free. Space, free. breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of this guided meditation, holding your entire body in awareness, noticing where you feel calm, where you've become a little uncomfortable, and take an opportunity to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. And then focusing your awareness on your mind. Noticing any changes in your thoughts. And opening your eyes and expanding your awareness out to the room that you're in. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built